Orthodontic patients that struggle with brushing also generally don't comply well with using protective fluoride rinses to help prevent decalcification. Fluoride varnishes have demonstrated some potential for delivering the protection of fluoride without the same level of patient cooperation. How effective are these varnishes if applied in the orthodontic office every 12 weeks? To study this question, a group of researchers from Brazil recruited a group of 15 adolescent patients willing to participate in a clinical trial. The results of this trial are published in the January 2011 Journal of Clinical Orthodontics, and I want to share the findings with you. This trial was designed as a split-mouth study, which means that the fluoride varnish was applied to the upper arch on one side and the lower arch on the opposite side. The contralateral quadrants served as controls. Fluoride varnish was applied to the study quadrants 1 week after the start of treatment, and then every 12 weeks. The degree of demineralization of the enamel was measured at 4 locations on each tooth with a laser fluorescence tool designed for early caries detection. This tool allows the user to get a numeric readout of the enamel fluorescence, which directly corresponds to the degree of mineralization. This measurement was done at the beginning and then repeated 3 and 6 months into orthodontic treatment. The results show no difference in demineralization between groups of teeth at the beginning of treatment. This would be expected. At 3 months, there was a trend towards less demineralization in the fluoride varnish group, but not enough to be statistically different. At 6 months, there was about 1/3 less demineralization in the fluoride varnish group, but when analyzed with all the tooth sites together, this was not significant. But when the area gingival to the bracket was examined specifically, there was a significant reduction in demineralization on those teeth receiving the varnish. I wonder about the wisdom of using a split mouth design with the fluoride varnish application, because although it obviously has a local effect, it may also increase salivary fluoride content and therefore affect the control teeth as well. It's a great design to control for differences in hygiene, but it may have been possible to demonstrate even greater advantages of the varnish with an alternate design. The take-home message is that fluoride varnish appears to have a protective benefit to tooth enamel gingival to the bracket when applied in the office every 12 weeks. This would seem to be a relatively cost-effective way of reducing decalcification in orthodontic patients, yet surveys indicate very modest use among orthodontists. Perhaps you might consider trying this in your office, at least in those patients most susceptible. For more information on this study of fluoride varnish application, see the article titled "Efficacy of a Fluoride Varnish in Preventing White Spot Lesions as Measured with Laser Fluorescence" that appears in the January 2011 issue of the JCO.